بمنتهى الحزم والقوة.
Sonorous of tone and blunt of message, the Supreme Council's statement was intended to justify the recent dissolution of Parliament, the concentration of power in its own hands. But it contained a clear warning, too, that demonstrators would be allowed to protest, not to disrupt daily life in Egypt. As the General's warning was broadcast, crowds were gathering again in Tahrir Square. A shouting, jogging phalanx of young men bearing aloft a giant Egyptian flag snaked through the crowds, chanting their support for the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Mohamed Morsi. Some interpreted the timing of the general's warning as a sign that the military is preparing to ignore evidence that Mr. Morsi won the popular vote and award the election instead to his rival, Ahmad Shafiq, a retired Air Force commander with whom they feel much more comfortable. Others, like this young man, are more optimistic. They believe the generals will allow Mr. Morsi to eventually have his victory and have delayed announcing the results simply to buy the time to cut themselves a deal, protecting their own financial interests.
They cannot change the election's result. They just try to earn some of time, to earn a new position in the new Egypt. They know there is no position for the generals in new Egypt.
Cairo is alive with rumours that the election results will emerge over the weekend, although no one knows for sure. The crowds in the square are certain that Mohamed Morsi won, and if the results say something different, Egypt will be plunged into crisis.